This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. When communities celebrate the LGBT experience, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered lifestyles, the T often gets short shrift. Not so at this weekend's first Out Raleigh Festival. The LGBT Center of Raleigh has organized a diverse lineup for its first downtown festival. Mayor Charles Meeker, faith leaders, and kids' play area, musical performances, and an appearance by the Traveling Tranny Roadshow are all on the bill. Joining me in the studio now are three performers who travel with the Tranny Roadshow: James Terry, A.J. Bryce, whose stage name is Modern Day Pinocchio, and Rika Aoki Dela Cruz. James, A.J., and Rika, welcome to the program. It's good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
James, you helped get the ball rolling on Tranny Roadshow. Tell us how it got started.
Well, we started back in December of 2004, and it was initially a very modest goal that rapidly grew. So I decided that I wanted to go on tour personally and thought, how can I make that happen? And I called my best friend and said, do you want to go on tour with me? And he said, okay. So then we thought, okay, we ought to get probably a third person so we have a group. I mean, it's some sort of theme. Well, we're both trans. Let's find another trans person. So we made up this imaginary description of a show that we had dreamt up in our heads and put it out to the internet to see what would happen.
All you needed was Mickey Rooney for this thing to work, right? This is great. So you put it together, and you put out the word, and then what happened?
Well, we put out an email. We just sent it to our friends and said, please forward. And by the end of a week, we had more than 100 email responses, and they just kept pouring in. And the responses ranged from, I want to perform with you, to I want to book your show, or I'm not really a performer, but can I make your flyers, or can I buy you dinner when you're in town? There was just this immense outpouring of support from the community saying, we want this, we need this, we'll support it, please make it happen.
And then you had to make it happen.
We had to make it happen. We had to step up the goal and make it something that was much bigger than about just ourselves and really responded to that communal call.
So what is it? Describe it now.
It is now, we call it a multimedia performance art extravaganza. It's presented in variety show format, so we have a wide range of media in every show. And we bring trans performers from all over the country, and we travel all throughout North America putting on shows. There's a different cast every time, so it's always something a little bit different. But we bring music and spoken word and dance and comedy and drama and film and this broad spectrum of performances that all reflect some aspect of the trans experience and help sort of highlight what that is for people who aren't getting it any other way, or maybe who are but who need this other lens into it.
So you are intentional about bringing the trans experience to the performances?
We are. And that is to say that not every single performance will be specifically about being trans. When we have an opera singer tour with us, her opera is not necessarily about being trans, but she is a trans opera singer. And our guiding philosophy is that art is an expression of self. And so if you are trans, part of what's being expressed is your transness. And so all art by trans people says something about transness.
Tell us about your art.
I have worn many hats in the roadshow over the years. I've done zine readings and poetry. I've played fiddle in a band. I've done humor. But what I have really sort of honed in on in the last several years is narrative performance. And I often bring a lot of those elements into my narratives, but it centers on storytelling and getting across some kind of story. So it's a very personal kind of performance.
And you brought part of a monologue with you. Will you read that for us?
Sure. So this is an excerpt from the middle of a longer narrative piece that explores issues of family and identity. So one side of my family is more or less puritanical, and the other side is more or less redneck. I don't mean for either of those terms to sound negative. They have both done a great deal to inform my own identity, but you can imagine that it was a bit daunting to come out as trans. Of course, I didn't actually tell most of my family. I told my parents and left it up to them to spread the word. That worked out pretty well. One aunt even replied to my mother that this was good news because it meant that I wouldn't be going to hell after all. See, this meant that it had all just been a big biological mistake. I wasn't actually gay or anything. Little did she know. My mom was as taken aback by this response as I would have been. She is her family's liberal black sheep, and both of my parents have always been supportive of me in their own ways. Of course, their ways are sometimes baffling. My mother in particular has a knack for taking the everyday and making it unrecognizably bizarre. Take, for example, my first pet. I was 4, and I wanted a pet. We lived in an apartment where pets weren't allowed, so the obvious solution was to get a fish. I remember bringing that goldfish home, standing in the kitchen transfixed by how exciting it was to watch him swimming back and forth in his little bowl. I loved that fish. And then, in the morning, It was dead. I was devastated. This fish that I loved more than anything else in the world, even though it only had it for one day, was now dead. But my mother, she had the solution for this tragedy. "No problem," she said. "Just because it's dead doesn't mean it can't be your pet." She put the fish into a Ziploc bag full of water and stuck it in the freezer. I now had a goldfish encased in a block of ice. Whenever I wanted to play with him, she would take him out of the freezer and we'd play on the kitchen floor until the ice started to melt and he had to go back in. He was a great pet, way more interactive than an ordinary living goldfish, and lasted way longer. Only when we moved across several states did he finally get fleshed. Even my mom knew he wouldn't survive a trip that long, and there are some fates worse than death.
James Terry doing a bit of his spoken word performance. You can see him and other members of the Tranny Roadshow at the Out Raleigh Festival tomorrow. With me also today in the studio are A.J. Bryce, who's known as Modern Day Pinocchio, and Rica Aoki de la Cruz. A.J., let me ask you a little bit about you and this performance, because you now live in Carrboro. Tell us about how you heard about this and what you thought when you first heard about the Tranny Roadshow.
Sure thing. So I first heard about the Tranny Roadshow in 2005 on their first tour when they came through St. Louis. And at that point in time, I wasn't able to go to the show. I was kind of bummed. But the next year came around, my friend convinced me to go ahead and submit. And I was like, yeah, whatever, you know, if I'm lucky, maybe, but I doubt it, you know. And I got a response back that said that they were interested. And I was like, whoa. And so over the next couple months, I started to prepare for this. Like, what's it going to be like to get on this plane, fly out to Vermont and meet 8 people that I've never met before? I mean, I don't even really know any other trans people to begin with. And I'm kind of nervous about, you know, all these different people. They're probably not going to like me or whatever. Anyway, so in 2006, that was the first tour I went on with the Roadshow. The first time I ever found trans community outside of, you know, the internet or, you know, blogs online or LiveJournal, you know, at that point in time. And it was phenomenal. It changed my life. Through that show was the first time I had been to the Carrboro, North Carolina area. And I got to say, I fell in love with the mountains in Asheville first. And then I kind of fell for, you know, a girl who was in Greensboro. So Carrboro seemed like a good middle ground to kind of explore.
Not really in the middle, so go ahead.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, it's a little cheaper to live here than Asheville and a few more job opportunities. And that's when I decided to go ahead and make the move out here and search for my own community. And ever since then, I've been on a number of tours with the Roadshow, and it's been the most amazing thing pretty much.
And you keep coming back to Carrboro.
Absolutely. I love Carrboro.
How about you, Rica? You're from L.A., right?
Uh-huh, yes.
How'd you find out about this, and what was your first thought?
My first, I was from Los Angeles and working with the trans community there. Now, Los Angeles is a really big city, and we were talking to our friends from San Francisco, and we thought, wow, we're the center of the trans arts movement. And then we see these crazy people going, they're going to do what? They're going to go where? And a lot of my friends said, they're going to get killed. You know, they're going to be going from place to place. Do they have any idea what's going on? And I'm thinking, well, I don't either. I want to see the train wreck. And so that was my first thought, wow. James. I was just thinking, I have no idea what these crazy people are going to do, but I want to see it, and I'm going to bring lunch. And and we went. We started. We toured. We drove over to Arizona, and it was very, very small. And now when you think about Arizona being so loaded, you can have an idea of just my feeling. If it doesn't work out, I got my health insurance card. It's all good. But really what I found through the Roadshow is where I had thought that I would be disseminating, you know, learning and trans identity from the big city outward – what I'm realizing is that there's just so much more community throughout the middle of the country. There are some beautiful, fierce, talented musicians and writers and artists. And so when you come to a place like Out Raleigh, I think that this is long overdue.
Great story. You also talk about collaborating and finding community. You found community in your art. You collaborated with AJ on a song. Is that right?
Yes. AJ had been working on some guitar work. I'd always been an admirer of his music. And he asked, hey, I've got this piece that doesn't seem quite complete, and I love your spoken word. Do you want to do something? And he sent me a few tracks. And the music I knew was going to be great, but what I found really interesting was his story and the lyrics and realizing that although we're from different parts of the country, a lot of the alienation and a lot of the isolation we sometimes go through when we become trans was actually very resonant, very congruent, and so the song just came.
AJ, had you been writing music up until that time?
Oh yeah, I've been writing music since I can remember. But
what made you want to collaborate then?
I love collaborating. I'm better as a team player. That's just kind of how I work in life. And Rika and I had been performing together on various roadshow events since 2008. And I just knew that she was somebody I could throw down, you know, some chords to, and she could just start playing right on top.
Mm. And you actually did this whole collaboration via email, right? You're sending MP3s back and forth.
That is correct. East Coast, West Coast email tag, pretty much.
There really isn't that much money in being a trans queer artist, so the cheapest transport possible. Yeah. It's easy to get files rather than ourselves.
Yeah. A lot less interference on the way. Well, will you do the song for us? And I understand this is actually the first time you've played this together in the same room.
That's true.
Absolutely. Yeah, and just, you know, some of the commonalities here is when you first start transitioning, you have all of these ideas of it's going to be this wonderful thing, and you realize slowly that, you know, it's not going to be like you were dreaming about, and it's actually going to leave you a little isolated.
Yeah. All right. So this piece is called Nobody Told Us, and this is a shortened version that we're gonna jam for you right now.
I woke up in a dream, and all the stars were shining. Everywhere I knew there were stars shining. Everywhere I knew there were stars shining. And the stars I could see were not the brightest nor the prettiest, but simply the ones I could see. And the stars I could not see, no matter how bright or how pretty, I realized I would never see. And that was all. No magic. No angel's voice, only my eyes singing, look at all there is, like God, and my soul cracking beneath the ignorance of that lunatic song.
Break down all these walls, find a different path to meet my end. I wanna punch a hole into the hardened wall. I wanna knock things down and watch them as they fall. I wanna scream at the top of my lungs, scream at the top of my lungs. What the heck is going on, going on? Going on, 'cause nobody told us, nobody told us. Gonna be alone here, gonna be alone here. Nobody told us, nobody told us. Gonna be alone.
I trace your fingers. You think it's the moonlight. We swim and float without dreams, learning from dead water that a promise is smoke, rising from desire, rising, rising from desire is smoke.
AJ Bryce, a.k.a. Modern Day Pinocchio, Rika Aoki de la Cruz. They are part of the Tranny Roadshow. Gets underway tomorrow as part of the first Out Raleigh Festival. Fantastic song. Thank you so much for performing that. And we're talking about the Out Raleigh Festival. Bobby Hilburn is on the line with us now. He's the executive director of the LGBT Center of Raleigh and an organizer of the Out Raleigh Festival. Hello, Bobby.
Hello, how are you?
We're fine. Where'd the idea for Out Raleigh come?
Well, Out Raleigh was a process of many people coming together, figuring out how can we bring some visibility to Raleigh and also put a little a face on all of the members here that stand out. It was a group of individuals that got together a couple of years ago and over the years who wanted to bring a pride to downtown Raleigh. And from that, we decided we wanted to go a different route and really reach out and showcase our members in a different way. I'm not focused so much on the pride, but on the fact that we're out here, we're all family, and we decided to go with Out Raleigh.
How long has this event been in the planning?
The idea has been out there for a couple of years. We've been working actively for over a year now. There have been a great number of volunteers and committee members who have worked tirelessly on this event, so I'd like to say thank you to all of them.
The festival is going to take place on the City Plaza. It's front and center right downtown Raleigh. Mayor Charles Meeker is going to be there. WRAL anchor Pam Salisbury is going to be there as well. She's going to MC. Is this a step forward, do you think, in Raleigh for the LGBT community?
Absolutely. We're very excited to have the mayor there. His presence is very much appreciated, as well as Ms. Salisbury's. You know, Raleigh has been very welcoming and supportive of this event. We reached out to them early on, and they were very supportive and said, come on down, we want to have you, worked out a date. So this is a first for Raleigh. It's one of many firsts. You know, we were very excited when we got approval for the festival downtown, right front and center, but on Monday, we woke up to flags, rainbow flags on Fayetteville Street, the first time in our city's history that really showcases their support for us. And funny enough, the flags were aligned directly beside We're Glad You're Here, which was also put up by the city. So, you know, that was very much appreciated, and we're glad to be part of such a wonderful city and a great community. So there's a long ways to go, but we're getting there.
It seems to be something that it works at a couple of different levels. On the one hand, it looks like an opening for Raleigh to be more accepting and open, to be a more hospitable place to all of our brothers and sisters. The other side of that, the Tranny Roadshow itself, from what I'm hearing, allows artists who are trans people to find their own voices in a way that perhaps might not be so easy if you just had to break into showbiz.
Absolutely. We felt it was very important that we included all parts of our acronym, the LGB and the T. Trans persons are very much an important part of our community, and we wanted to make sure that we provided members of this city and the state an opportunity to really see what they grow through their art and experience a side of things they may not be used to. When we were sitting around the organization table saying, okay, who are we bringing to the festival? How are we going to present it? The trans wasn't out there at first, and we kind of said, wait, we need them. And someone said, the Tranny Roadshow. I said, yes, let's book it. So we were very excited and lucky that they were available and that they could come perform for us.
James Terry, in the time that this show has been on the road, have you seen a difference in the way, that, in terms of just artistic expression, what the fact of the Tranny Roadshow has done for trans people who have artistic talent and may have felt that they didn't have another place to express it?
I have definitely seen that in many individual cases. Over the years that we've been touring, we've worked with more than 100 performers and artists. We have a constantly rotating, growing cast. And there have been people, like AJ came in, he had never toured before, he had never done much performance outside of his own city, and now he runs his own organization and tours all over the country himself, separate from the road show. And that I've seen that same story repeated a number of times, where people who didn't have a venue for their art before sort of found their sea legs on the Tranny Road Show, and it helped them build something bigger for themselves that extended beyond what we can do.
I want to thank all of you for being on the program today. The Tranny Road Show gets underway tomorrow. I want to thank James Terry, A.J. Bryce, who performs as modern-day Pinocchio, Rika Aoki Dela Cruz, thank you for being here, and also thanks to Bobby Hilburn, who has organized and the Out Raleigh Festival that gets underway tomorrow. You can see the Tranny Road Show tonight at 7 o'clock, Hillsboro Road Co-op in Carrboro, and then tomorrow the inaugural Out Raleigh Festival runs from 10 to 6 at the City Plaza, Fayetteville Street. Go to outraleigh.com for more details. Up next, Lost in the Trees plays live. Stay tuned.